You're listening to SBS News.
Gail Sobbett was visiting her mother on the New South Wales south coast when a bushfire sparked advice to evacuate on the 3rd of January. Ms. Sobbett, who lives with muscular dystrophy and uses a mobility scooter, quickly drove to a nearby evacuation centre with her 88-year-old mother, who lives with dementia. The relief centre was crowded and didn't have the disability-friendly modifications they had at home. The pair found things uncomfortable, so they went to a nearby retirement village, but soon left there because Ms. Sobbett's mother became distressed. They reluctantly went back to the evacuation centre, where Ms. Sobbett elected to leave her mobility scooter outside in order to conserve space for others.
Emergency workers were really helpful. The main problem is that they don't have the skills necessary to look after disabled people and people with health conditions. They found mattresses on the floor, but neither my mother or I can get off the floor once we're down. So it was hard to get my mother up to go to the toilet and really distressing.
Ms. Sobbett says while the sense of community and generosity was strong in the evacuation centre, she couldn't remain there.
In the end, I took my mother out of the evacuation centre because it was too distressful and went home in the middle of the night. Mother faced the danger of the fire, knowing that we'd been protected by the firemen, and just thinking that that danger was probably less than the distress we were facing in the evacuation centre.
Ms. Sobbett's story is not unique. The World Health Organization and the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs have both noted that people with disabilities are disproportionately at risk and overlooked in times of disaster. Michelle Villeneuve is an associate professor at the University of Sydney's Centre for Disability Research and Policy.
Fundamentally, the reason that they're more at risk is because they've been excluded from preparedness, information, education, because the information is quite often not in formats that they can understand and use. So I think that's sort of a fundamental issue, that just like exclusion from mainstream community activities, people with disabilities have been excluded from the mainstream of emergency management.
Ms. Sobbett says her experience has fueled concerns about the availability of accessible emergency infrastructure across the country.
I'm critical of the lack of emergency infrastructure, the lack of disabled planning for emergency, for evacuation. People were doing the best that they could with very limited resources. And that's the part that makes me angry, that there were limited resources. That shouldn't have been the case.
Dr. Villeneuve says it's a community responsibility to make sure nobody gets left behind. But she concedes that responsibility often ends up falling to emergency services in times of crisis.
The reality is that the responsibility falls to emergency services. Responsibility falling to emergency services doesn't mean they necessarily have the capacity to prepare people with disabilities, support their engagement activities. Quite often can mean that they actually don't know how to make sure their resources and information and websites are in accessible formats.
Jeff Smith, the CEO of People with Disability Australia, agrees. He says people in the disability community have told him they've been missing out on bushfire-related broadcasts and resources.
It is crucial that all communications are accessible. Not all television media has had Auslan interpreters, and in some cases where they have had Auslan interpreters, then the television media have cropped those people, in the desire to get a better, closer shot of whoever might be talking.
Michelle Villeneuve says community health and disability organisations should be the lever for change.
It's one thing to ask emergency services to make sure all of their information is accessible and to make sure that when they do have to evacuate, they know everything about every possible person or disabling condition, and that's probably unrealistic. But the people who know a lot about that are our community and disability support workers who work in the community on a daily basis.
Jeff Smith says reform is needed and it needs to centre on disabled voices.
People are trying to do the best they can, but if you do start from the top of the tree and that people with disability are involved in that disaster planning and recovery, then that can be built into the system. It really does start from that top. If people do have a seat at the table, then a lot of these problems can be resolved further down the track.
Evan Young, SBS News.